Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Kuf Yud Tes, the last daf here in Maseches Bamitzia. We are on Kuf Yud Chesma Beis as we have a siyum of one sort, and as we know, siyumim always means a haschala of another. So first, let's finish up Kuf Yud Chesma Beis as we finish up the 118th day that we get to talk about Maseches Bamitzia, daf 119, Kuf Yud Tes, and we are up to Amar Abaya on Kuf Yud Ches Amabez, about the sixth line or so. We just mentioned the issue of when we have Rishus to do something, does that automatically mean that it is going to be Mutter and I'm going to be Pater for it? That was the Machlokas between the Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda. If once Yeshua, the days of Yeshua ben Nun, once we have permission to put stuff into public property, does that mean if somebody trips on it, is there going to be a Chiyuv? As we have mentioned often, Chiyuvim doesn't always mean Averis. If I borrow money, I didn't do anything wrong, and I'm still going to be Chayiv. But based on my actions, that causes a Chiyuv. So too, it could be that if somebody puts items in Rishus Arabim, even if they didn't do anything wrong, they were allowed to do it, there's still going to be a Chiyuv. And exactly the opposite also works. Just because there is an Avera done, something Usser, doesn't mean there's going to be a Chiyuv. For example, Grama ben Izakin. Grama ben Izakin might be usser for me to do mitzad the Avera Shabo, because it's terrible, I'm being mazik, but I'm not going to have to pay for it, because it's considered indirect, it doesn't reach the level of chiyuv for dini mamonis. So they don't always go together, even though many times we just give examples where they don't, but often they do. If somebody is mazik, then they are going to have to pay. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Kulu Sir Lahu, all of these three opinions, say Abaya hold, Komakam Shinasu Lochachamim Rishus, Vehizik Pater. These three opinions say Abaya, that once you have Rishus, they do go together. Then you're going to be Pater in those cases. Rabbi Yehuda Adam, Rabbi Yehuda is what we just mentioned, right? We just mentioned in the Brisa on the first wide line. B'shas hosah zvalim, if you remember, Adamosi zivol shazarabim, v'tzavar kosh loshim yom, and the other Brisa that we brought is Rabbi Yehuda Poter, right, in these cases. Rabbi Yehuda says, Poter, if you're allowed to do it, that means you're not responsible financially, and therefore you're going to be Poter, number one. Number two, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ditzan, the end of our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af misaki nuas malachto lefnei shloshim yom. You're allowed to even, as we said, leave it there before you use it, and then as you use it. So that is allowed in the Mishnah. And finally, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the new one. So we had Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel in the Mishnah, and now Rabbi Shimon. Ditznan. Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah in Maseches Baba Basra. Ditznan hayamamido baliyah. If somebody is building an oven, putting an oven in their second floor, sarach sheyehe tachtov ma'azeva shlosha tvachim. I have to make sure that there is under it a very thick floor, because I don't want to cause damage to the people under me. So I have to make sure. Remember, we mentioned already yesterday and recently the concept of harchakas nizakin, and all discussed, we actually this a couple days ago, right, on the Shabbos daf, and the Rambam that writes in Hilchos Shcheinim, which Ben Hashem will get a lot into tomorrow's daf, there's no mitzvah, but there's just an inyan. There's a halacha of being marchik nezek from my neighbors. So this is included in that. Right? So if somebody is in an aliyah, so they have to make sure that the floor under them is thick, at least lo shetvachim. Ubakira tefach, and akira, which we know is a different type of oven, not as thick as, not as hot as a tanur. We know from the third parak of Masechah Shabbos, the three types of Talmudic ovens, tanur, kupach, and kira, all with very different halachas for Hilchas Shabbos, but here also different halachas for Hilchas Harchakas Nizakin, distancing Nezik from my neighbor. So I have to have a plaster or a floor under it, three tvachim, or for by akira tefach. V'im hizik, mishalem meshehizik. And even if I did this, even if I did exactly what the Rabbanan told me to do, if it damaged Mishalem Mashizik, I still have to pay for it. Again, the allowance and following the halacha doesn't mean that I am off the hook. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Lo Omer, kol ha-shirim halalu, ela shemizik patim l'shalem. No, that's the point, says Rabbi Shimon. The reason that you'd be putter, the reason that you're allowed to do it is so that you create an exemption for yourself, right? The two of those go together. This is talking about ovens. The Aruch HaShulchan, where these halachas are quoted in Siman Kuf Nun Hei, talks about, Bizman HaZeh, obviously things are very different, right? We don't need to make our floors thicker when we put an oven or a washing machine into the apartment. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, Kuf Nun Hei Beis, Venira, and then he adds, What about nowadays, he writes 100 years ago, in the age of chimneys? Venera, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the kishayesh bahatanur aruba ma'ale ashan rechava uberia, right, there is a nice robust hole where all the smoke and heat go out from the chimney, v'yotze ad l'mala mehagag, kemo b'yameinu, elavadai, de'en tzorach harchaka begova. Right, there's how thick it has to be underneath and how high it has to be. He says, don't worry about it. Tahare, that's exactly why they built it that way. Tahare ha'esh v'ha'ashan yotzin l'ha'avir. U'be'en aruba ma'la ashan kemo b'kfarim shatan ergaldos arach yoser midal adamas. Right, you have to basically, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you have to go based on the mitzias of the times. U'betanurim shalanu lo shayach litein midal atachteyam. Tahare b'tvachim yesh bohem af b'katan shebohem. Right, he said, "V'tanuri be'sachorif shalano einzor charchak alamala bepnei shohaish misgalgel bechulios hatanur achenasa haashan karlamala." By the time it gets above the oven, it's cool. Right, there's some type of system that it's not hot. V'tanuri abarzel aktan bebati achorif hoish katan einzor charchak harbe. And therefore, he says, you know, you just go based on what the mitzias is in your oven situation. And also, I skipped a line. And even though, like the Tanna Kamma says, you followed exactly what you were supposed to do, you still have to pay if something happens. But don't say, well, if I'm going to have to pay anyway, then why do I even have to follow these measurements? I'm going to have to pay, so I'll do it less, and if something happens, I'll pay for it. No. V'yein lomar, de'im kein loma nostu kol ashir malalu, yasek echefso, ukeshe yasek yishalim. Right, according to the Tanna Kamma, what if a guy says, look, I'm going to have to pay anyway, so I'll do whatever I want? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you can't say that. Number one, you might not have enough money to pay. It's not good to put yourself into a situation where you are going to be nitva in court. If you could prevent yourself from being brought to court, so then you have to do that, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And that's exactly why the Rabbanan gave these measurements. It's a very good possibility. If you follow these rules, there's not going to be damage. You're right. If there is, there is. But if there's, follow these rules, generally, you're going to be okay. And then he says, Viata. And now he adds towards the end of the Si'if, nowadays there are legal and regulations from the government. So now you just follow those, and that's what it goes by. Don't read the Mishnah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, for halachic purposes, because, as we said, our ovens are different than the ones of the Gemara. V'yata b'chol makom u'makom, hukam ish mehamem shala, she yigrof ha'efer mehatanurim, u'me'arubos, right, there are certain companies even that clean out chimneys and clean out ovens to make sure everything's okay, beis ha'kavu at different times, l'beli yochoz ha'esh b'ha'efer, v'im lo nika osam b'ha'es hara'u, even as a nezek, chayav l'shalim. Right, and if you didn't follow the law and how often it has to be cleaned out, then you're responsible. What if you called the governmental official to come and he didn't come, and it was his fault? And it depends. If you told him to come, okay. But either way, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Important discussions of our oven issue, our chachas nizakim, which we'll have to come back to a lot in the first two prakim of Maseches Bava Basra, which talk about issues of distancing Nezek, really the second parak, from the Nisak. Okay, and we already had some of this when we spoke about the Machlokes back on Kuf Yud Zayin, Al HaMazik Laharchik Azatzmo Min HaNizak, or Al HaNizak Laharchik Min HaMazik. So we had that a couple of days ago, but the main point, obviously, we'll come back to in Bava Basra. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Hachatzav, Shemasar Lasatas. So what happens? We mentioned in the Mishnah, if you put something, you put raw materials in the street, then you might be responsible for them. So what happens if there's a process? There's a process of bringing the stones in for building. So Hachatzav, Shemasar Lasatas, Hachatzav is the one, the quarrier, the one that cuts the stone off the mountain. So Hachatzav, Shemasar Lasatas, right, a chatzav, if you remember, is also the Gemara mentioned, I think, in Bava Kamma, that chatzav was the plant that was used to demarcate the borders between the shvatim, because that's the type of plant where the roots go straight down, and that's why Yeshua ben Nun Dafka used the chatzav, right? Because it cuts straight through. So that's what the same word is used here. The chatzav, the quarrier. So a chatzav shemasal asatas. The chatzav gives the stone to the satas, the misates. Misates is the chiseler, the one that shapes, right? We mentioned misates kol nidre night, right? The misat were like the stone in the hand of the misates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So hachadash was the misates hasatas chayev. So if the satas, whoever has the stone, is the one that's responsible to make sure that it doesn't damage anyone. So achadash was the satas hadadas chayev. Hasatas shemasal achamar, and then after he chisels it, he gives it to the donkey driver in order to bring it to wherever. So achamar chayev, hachamar shemasal achaseif. And the donkey driver gives it to the schlepper on his shoulder. So, hakatev chayev. Hakatev shemasal banai. And then when he schleps it, he gives it to the one who's going to use it in the construction. So, habanai chayev. All of these. Habanai shemasar ladrikal. The banai that gives it to the adrikal. What's the adrikal? What's the adrikal? Rashi. Second white line. Hu avi haumanin. He's the engineer. The one that's in charge of the building. Shu medakdek bahanachas ha'evan letzadet al moshavah. And the one who puts it in the exact spot, right? There's no way to put it. V'shaveh, shalot tamish, v'lot tateh, so it doesn't move. V'lot tepoletes, chutz ladima, it doesn't go out. The one who knows exactly where to put it. So, hadrik al chayev. So in that case, the one who lays the bricks, the one who put it down, chayev. So in all these cases, whoever's the one that's last responsible is going to be chayev. V'mhiniach even aladimus v'hizika. Kulan chayev on l'shalim. But then in the last line of the brisa, and if they put it down and it did damage, they're all chayev. What do you mean they're all chayev? V'atanya achron chayev v'kulan peturim. But another brisa that says, no, only the last one is chayev. Which is what we thought. When is one chayev, when are they all chayev? So lokasha, kan b'schirus, kan b'kablanus. It's a chiluk between schirus and kablanus. Schirus, if I paid everybody to do separately their job, so then each person removes themselves once they finish their job, done. And therefore only the last guy is going to be chayef. But if it's kablonis, if I hired a team for a job, and each person of that team does part, but they're all responsible, it's a team effort, so then each person is going to be connected to the whole team, and even if only one person makes the mistake, then the whole person is going to have to suffer, so to speak. Rashi says, "Kulan chayavin heichadul anaflo biyad echad mehen diav kulan lishmar shadeimu yishavas yafe." Right? It's all everybody has that responsibility. It's like the concept of kol yisrael arevim zelazeh. Right? We're all connected. If we have a job to do in a team, and even if somebody else does something wrong, right? Kol yisrael arevim, we're going to be all responsible for someone else, right? That obviously happened, started at when we went into Eretz Yisrael, and Arva started. Again, that works for us in a positive realm, and one might say in a negative realm, right? I'm in a positive realm, Yatsa Motzi, right? And if somebody else could cover me with a mitzvah, that could help me out. Even if somebody else did the mitzvah for me, they could do it for me. That's the concept of Arvas. But on the other hand, Rachman al-Islan, it works the other way too. It's right, starting with the story in Sefer Yoshua, right? The Maharsha points this out in Sanhedrin, where we know Yoshua ben Nun, without being commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made a cherem that whoever takes from the spoils of Yericho, there's going to be a terrible consequences. And that's why after they defeated Yericho, they went and tried to defeat Ai with just a few people, and there were terrible tragedies in Ai. Yeshua ben Nun couldn't understand it until HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to him, with the help of the Urim Tumim, that somebody took from the spoils the Chulu, and it ended up being Achan from Zerah, from Yehuda v'Chulu. And the Gemara seems to say that Yeshua did not do the right thing. Like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him to make a cherem, but he did. Right, so the question is, and the Gemara says that in Sanhedrin. So the Marsha asks, but Yeshua ben Nun, but Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Moshe Rabbeinu made a cherem for the spoils in the by the lands before they came into Eretz Yisrael. So what's the difference? Right, Yeshua ben Nun was just following exactly what his Rebbe did. So explains the Marsha in Sanhedrin, it wasn't exactly the same. He thought it was the same, but sometimes you have to apply the same principles to new situations. And therefore, you can't do the same exact thing that the Rebbe did. What was the difference? In the time of Moshe, there was no Arvos yet. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh started when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Hanistaros L'Hashem Elokeinu V'Aniglos L'Onav Adin Ha'Olam, the pasuk at the end of the Torah. So therefore, he did the same thing, but you know what? When Moshe did it, if one person would take from the spoils, okay, that would be it. He would be punished. But now that, after they went in and Achan took, so all of Klai Yisrael are affected. Rav Soloveitchik said, Rav Shechter quotes Rav Soloveitchik in his Akdama, I think it's the Ikvei Atzon, where he says, that's the difference between a Mechadesh and a Mishana. right? We have the power and we need to be mechadish, meaning to apply principles. Just yesterday, some Talmidim were talking in Shir, and they asked, why the rabbis make all these new, right? We make so many new laws. I know, past so many every year, every year and every century they make new laws. So I said, we haven't had a new law for Klal Yisrael in 1600 years. In thousands of years, we have new applications, right? We apply the same old principles from thousands of years ago to new situations, to modern situations, but the Torah never changes. The application of the Torah changes. We have to be mechadshim, but not mishanim, right? We can't change the principles. We have to be mechadesh, and that's what the Marsha says in Sanhedrin. If there's a new situation, we can't do exactly what was done in the previous generation. We have to apply the Torah to the new situation, because sometimes doing exactly what the previous generation did, or generations, that would be a mishana. And that's what Yeshua ben Nun thought, that he was being following Yeshua Moshe Rabbeinu, but really Rechman al-Tzan it wasn't, and that's why tragedy happened in Ai. But that all folk came from the lack of Arvus and the Arvus. And that's what the Gemara says here. There's a difference in responsibility between if there's one person meant to do a job and a whole team meant to do a job. Even if only one person makes the mistake at the end, the Kablanus, right? And therefore, there's a difference. Obviously, there are many other examples of that that we could talk about, but we will continue. Says the last Mishnah here in Maseches Baba Metzia. Shtei gagos, or ginos. Shtei ginos. Zu al gav zu. You have two gardens, one on top of another. Vahayarak beintayim. You have two gardens and a vegetable patch between them. Imagine you have an upper garden and a lower garden, and there is, in between them, there is a garden on a horizontal kind of wall. So the question is, if things grow out of that side garden, so who does it belong to? Who does it belong to? Right, that's the question. Remeir Omer Shel Elyon. Remeir says it belongs to the upper one. Why? As we'll see, it's coming out of his soil. Right, his soil, it's the uppers, therefore it belongs to him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Tachto. No, Rabbi Yehuda says it's in the bottom one's airspace. And therefore, the air is what causes it to grow, and therefore, belongs to the bottom of. Amar Rabbi Meir, Emir Tzol Yom Dikach HaZafar Enkad Yarek. Rabbi Meir says, of course I'm right, says Rabbi Meir. If the upper one wants to remove all the dirt and soil from his property, then there's no more plant here. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emir Tzol Tachto Lomalo, says Ginaso Enkad Yarek. Same thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the lower one wants to fill in his airspace with dirt up until the top, then also there's no Yarek. So therefore, they argue about whose it is. Just one ha'ara, I just saw the question, and didn't see an answer. Rashi gives an example. What kind of yarakos are we talking about here? Rashi quotes, shumim o betzalim, garlic and onions, which I saw one of the mafarshim ask, dafka those are underneath the ground. Right, dafka those are not above. Right? The whole issue in the Mishnah is, do you go by, we'll see, the roots, do you go by the airspace? Interesting that Rashi, Dafka, picks something that's growing in the ground, and just some of the external secondary items come out of the ground. It's a little tzorach Ian. Rashi, Dafka is saying that for a reason. But it's somewhat unusual why you would have thought it was Dafka, something that grows out of the ground. Okay, either way, we continue. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rameir continues his claim. Since they both have a claim, right? This one says the dirt, and this one says the air. Rameir says, Lamaisa, where is it growing out of? It's growing out of the, where is it getting nutrients from? From the soil of the upper one, and therefore the upper one gets to take it. Good. That is the first two opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shoha Elyon Yacholif Shotas Yado Velito, Hareu Shalom. Rabbi Shimon says, no, whichever, you're going to split it. Wherever the upper one could reach down and grab, that's his. Harei l'shalo, that's his. Vashar shal tachlon, the rest belongs to the lower one. Who is Rabbi Shimon holding like fundamentally? Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says that me'ikar adin, Rabbi Shimon is holding the same svar given by them, but opposite views. Rashi says that really Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Meir. Really, it belongs to the upper one. But we could assume that the upper one will be mafkir and mochel, anything he can't reach. That's Rashi Shita on the bottom of Rashi. Kitakam Rabbi Meir, and Bashar Shal Tachton, ve'elyonu gufe afkuri mafkir lehu l'gabai. Right, the upper one is mafkir, shekinayhu lo, lito rishus likant tatoch shal chaver lehu biloko. Why? Well, it's really fundamentally, says Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Ozlag Rabbi Meir belongs to the upper one. But the upper one is going to have to go knock on the bottom one's door and say, oh, can I please go into your field to take my vegetables? He's going to be embarrassed to do that. And therefore, It's not worth his while. He is mafkir the ones that he can't reach. That is Rashi Shita. The Ramban says exactly the opposite. The Ramban says right here, the last Ramban in the Masechta, Ramban says that it is really Rabbi Shimon fundamentally holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's the bottom one that really owns it, but the bottom one is mafkir whatever the upper one can reach. Because the bottom one says to himself, says the Ramban, if the upper one can reach it, he probably thinks that's his. I don't want to get into a fight with him. I don't want to argue. So you know what? Whatever he can reach, I'll be mafkir to him. Right? It's exactly the opposite, Shita. Says the Ramban. Ella derab Shimon bid derab Yehuda Shaicha. V'tayma mishum detachton afkure mafkir. Gavay elyon hol v'yado magaz sham v'hu sabr shishalo. It's mine. But he's going to think it's his, so you know what? Let him have it. I'll be mafkir it, and that'll be it. Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. But if you look in the Prisha, The Prisha and the Drisha, same author, also the same author as the Sma on Choshe Mishpat. The Prisha says, neither. I think it's Pshara. I think the Chazal, they both have Svaris. Rabbi Shimon says both Svaris make a lot of sense. The bottom one, the soil, and the upper one, the upper one, the soil, and the bottom one, the air. So you know what? Split it. And this is how we split it. Pshara. Good. I saw one of the Achronim say, many Achronim ask, we always try to connect the end of a Masechta to the beginning of the Masechta. So maybe this is an example of the being connecting. Right? What was the first mission of the Masechta? Shavuos and Metalis, Emarku, Shali, Zogashali, Yachloku. Split it. Right? Why split it? Pshara. Connection, compromise. So this last Mishnah in the Masechta also. The last Mishnah, and we'll see, we paskin this way, right? We paskin this way, compromise, you split it, and that's the Prisha. According to Rashi and the Ramban, it's not really a compromise, right? It's just like, make her a din, but you're mafkir. But the Prisha on Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samach Zayin says that we don't hold, not fundamentally like either, right? It's Reb Shimon has a Shita in the middle. Good, we continue. Again, maybe if we have time, we'll get back to the Maharal and Elu Ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim, relating to what makes a tree grow, Badafka. That's the mashal that he gives. We mention that often, but let's see. So Amar Rava says the Gemara. Bi'ikaro kule amalo pligi de elyon hafe. Right, there are items, part of the tree is under the ground, and maybe this is why Rashi says it, maybe because Dafka, items that have an ikar part under the ground, but we'll see. Bi'ikaro kule amalo pligi de elyon hafe. When it comes to the ikar, anything underneath the ground, that for sure, the roots, Rashi says, sharshi hayarek. The roots, for sure, belong to the Elyon, because that's in his property, it's in the soil. Ki pligi benofo, the machlokas is the nof, the branches that overhang. They are totally in the avir of the bottom one, that's the machlokas. Rabbi Meir savar shadi nofo basu ikaro. Rabbi Meir says, the nof follows the ikar, because the roots belong to the upper one, so too, the branches that get their nourishment from the roots, they also go by the Elyon. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Lo Amrina, Chadinova, Basi Yikar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. So what? The roots, fine, they go to the Elyon. But the branches and the fruit overhang, they go to the Tachton. And therefore, you are going to split it. And the Gemara says, Detanya. The following Brisa connects. Tosis points out, the top of the next Amud, it's not an exact parallel. We're going to have three contexts. First and third are really parallel to each other. The middle one is not exactly parallel, but there is a general connection, Tosva says. But so that's why it is brought here. And there is, we're going to go with our Girsa. There is an opposite Girsa quoted by some of the Rishonim in the Ran, but we're going to go with our Girsa. So what's our Girsa? Hayotze, similar type of case. What's the case? Reuven sells Shimon a tree. But Reuven does not sell Shimon the property around the tree. He just sells him the tree. What happens if new trees, new sprouts, grow out of the roots of the tree that he sold him? Who owns those new sprouts and trees? That's the question being dealt with here. So again, who owns the roots? Who owns the tree? Shimon owns the tree. Reuven owns the ground around the tree. So who owns the new sprouts that come out? So the question is, are those sprouts going to go after the roots, which are still on the ground? That's the parallel Shiloh. So Ayotze, Mina Geza u'mina Sharashim. So what goes out of the Geza and the Sharashim? What's the difference between Geza and Sharashim? So the Gemara says elsewhere, Rashi quotes it on the top of the next Amud, Baba Bastra Pei Aleph, right? Geza are the roots that are above ground. Sharashim are roots below ground. That's Geza and Sharashim. Geza we might call a stump. Right, they're above the ground. So, Reb Meir says, anything that comes out, Meir says, everything from the roots, even if they're above ground roots, it always goes by the Balakarka. That was not sold. Why? Because Rebbe Meir says, Shadinofo Basarikaro. And all the Ikaruts, they're under the ground, they would be like karka. Except for anything that grows out is also. Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, no, Rebbe Yehuda says, no, it depends. Mina Geza, if it's above ground, then that's called tree. Shabal Ha'ilan, then it goes to the Ilan. And you don't say that goes, that's all connected to the roots underneath. Like Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, airspace is important. Anything that comes out of the Sharashim, okay, that's considered a new tree. That's coming from the ground, and therefore it would go to the Baal HaKarka. Okay, again, it's not an exact parallel, because it's talking about above ground roots, below ground roots, but it's a similar idea as the Gemara said. Vitna nami gabe arlaki agavna. We also have a brisa, right? It's a tosefta in Arla. You might say Vitanya. We also have a brisa about Arla that is also similar. The following. Ilana yotzim negezav nashrashim. If you have a tree that, again, comes out of the geza and the shrashim, the above ground and the below ground. Chayiv ba'arla, divrei Rabbi Meir. What's the case here? Chayiv ba'arla, you wonder, is this considered a new tree? Again, Rashi says, below keach ilan echad betoch sadasha betoch shal chaveru. As we said, same kind of case. You bought one from your friend. And the Rabbi Meir says that no matter what it comes out from, chayiv ba'arla. The next Rashi, garsina l'Rabbi Meir, the ilan hu la'atzmo, the geza samach l'karka betoch shlosha kekarkahu, v'yavagav delo me'ara mamish yonik, shadinofa basari karo. Even though this tree that is growing is not connected to the ground directly, it's connected to the stump, which is connected to the ground, doesn't matter. It's all arla, it's all coming from the ground, it's all considered new fruit, first 3 years, and therefore it is chayiv in arla. Divrei Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, minageza pater, minashrashim chayiv. No, minageza pater is considered above ground, and minashrashim chayiv. So we have the same machlokas, both in our Mishnah, and in the case of mekach u'memkar, and by arla. Says the Gemara of Itzrichi, and we need it by all the cases. Why? D'i Ashminan Kamaisa, if you only had the first case, our Mishnah. So then, maybe, Bahakam Rabbi Yehuda, maybe only there Rabbi Yehuda says that the airspace is important. Mishim de Mamona. Because in the world of Dini Mamonis, you know, maybe that's where we would say the bottom guy has some say. Avagabi Arla the Isura, Rabbi Meir, but in the case of Isser, maybe he would be Machmer like Rabbi Meir, and assume it's all Arla, right? By Isurim, don't compare Mamona and Isurim. Vietmar Bahan, if you only had the case of Isurim, Bahakama Rabbi Meir, only there Rabbi Meir would say Yeshita that you are Chayef. In Arla, Aval Bayahim, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, Tzrichi. We also see that the second, like what Tosa said, the middle case wasn't an exact parallel, because why does the Mishnah say Tzrichi only about two of the cases, not three of the cases? Right? Only about case of the Mishnah and the case of Arla, so it's clear that it is different. We've spoken about Arla in the past, the machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban, in terms of why Arla, the root Isser, the shorish of the mitzvah of Arla, right? We're allowed to do this, Tamei HaMitzvos, right? Because after all, we learned a couple of days ago that Tamei HaMitzvos, as long as it's Darshina time with the Krav, it's just for messages for us, right? Even if it's not going to affect us. But the Rambam says, as he often says in Mor Nevuchim and Chela Gimel, that Arla is an anti-Avodah Zarah mitzvah. What's anti-Avodah Zarah mitzvah? That the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to use special type of incantations and magic and sleight of hand in order to make their fruit grow extremely fast, right? Unusually, unnaturally fast. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what? We go natural. First 3 years, don't even touch it. So you won't even come to want to make it faster, right? This might be on the list of a Siyag Daraisa. Right? Don't even try to do it faster. Right? Like the part of the Avodah Zarah elements, because you're not going to be able to partake of it anyway. 3 years off limits. Right? Siyag d'Araisa. But the Ramban and Parshas Kedoshim says, I disagree. I think the message of Arla is, as the Ramban often does not like the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim anti-Avodah Zarah approaches. And again, one might say that the Rambam wrote that for a certain audience, as has been written, the Mor Nevuchim. But in any case, the Ramban says, Arla is about giving the first and the best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to give the first to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem is, says the Ramban, normally, the first 3 years, not so many fruit grow. Not so much is produced. So the fourth year, fine, the good stuff, that's finally when the fruit are growing well. So that's why we wait, because it's all about giving the first and the best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the message of the Isser of Arla. Okay, and all as we learned back in Maseches Kiddushin, might be one of the mitzvahs that even applies in Chutz La'aretz. It's not a regular mitzvah, Tluya Ba'aretz, where there's Kedusha, Truma, and Meister, and Bikurim, but Arla, Arla's Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara discusses, Daraisa, Darabanan, V'chulu. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Kol She'el Yachol Lefshor V'chulu. So Rabbi Shimon says that if the bottom one could grab if the top one could grab, that's enough, and if he can't, then it belongs to the tachton. And we mentioned Machlokas, Rashi, Ramban, Prisha, who does he hold like fundamentally? Amri, Debei, Rabbi Yanai, Ubil Vachalo Ye'anes. He can put himself into a dangerous situation. Ubil Vachalo Ye'anes, right? That doesn't belong to him. If the guy could lower himself with a bungee jump from the top and allow himself to grab more, that doesn't belong to him, right? Because, and it's the umdana. What is a person mafkir? Even though we had earlier, if you remember, that a person, right, based on a pasuk, we learned that a person does accept upon himself certain danger for parnasa purposes, right? We mentioned that. It's learned out by the pasuk that you have to pay him on benafsho, ve'lovu, noseyas nafsho, right? Kufyud be'ezam aleph. We have the Chaimer Chazal, mipnei ma ola zeba kevesh, v'nitla ve'ilon, amasar azaz ba'lamisa, lo al scharo, gotta make sure to pay him on time, because he's being moser nefesh, and he's risking his life for certain situations. But again, says the Gemara here that he can't go overboard. And this is not just general parnasa. This is beyond what is normally accepted for parnasa purposes. So, by Rav Anan v'item Rav Yirmiya. Magiel enofo ve'magiel ikaro. What if he could reach the fruit, but he can't reach the roots? Right? Is that good enough? Is that considered being able to reach? Let's go with our gear. So, o magiel ikaro ve'magiel enofo mai. Or the opposite. What he could, if he could reach the yikar, but he can't reach the nof. He could reach part of the tree, not all the tree. Teku, so that is an unanswered question. The Gra here points out that the Rambam and the Rush only have the first line, not the second line. Meaning, if you could reach the ikar and you can't reach the nof, then for sure that's called magia. That's called, if you can reach the ikar, that's the ikar. Because basically, probably you could rip out the ikar and then pull everything close to you. So if you can reach the ikar, that's for sure fine. The only question is if, let's say, it grows up. So you can only reach the fruit, and you cannot reach the ikar. So that's the only question that we have. Rav Yashav wonders about psak. He wonders why is it, right? The question, the answer is teku. Right? So tishvi yatarets, there's no answer given. So usually when we have a teku, what do we paskin? We paskin ein motzi in miyado, and tafas lo mafkinan, right? The last Rav Yashav on the mesechla. The kibbutz of shita kasa aposkim di tafas lo mafkinan mine. Meaning, if the person grabs it, let's say we don't know. So let's say either the upper or the lower. If he grabs it, he's allowed to keep it. Tafas lo mafkinan, and he says v'kai malan. He says v'yishlo ha'ir ma'ishna. He says we have another case of safek. Shchiv meira shehikdash kol nachasim desalka b'teku. A shchiv meira that's makdash all of his nachasim. Right, so there too we have a suffix, and it says hektish zachem and achasav lo mahani tfisa. So there, hektish gets it, and tfisa doesn't help. So why here would we say tfisa helps by a case which ends up in teiku, and there is different. So he discusses that maybe there's a difference. He quotes a Tosfos: the kashish suffix al umdina zenishar dvarim shebelev v'hachanami nomar de benido di don kiva de meikar adin shayach la elyon v'yish suffix if kira la tachton. So they go to Nevada, ain't kan hefker. V'lama mol tfisa. So he thinks that really, it should be that tfisa shouldn't help, but he says that just the last four words, v'tzarach l'chalik b'ena umdenus. There must be some type of distinction between how Chazal view the cases. One might say that it also has to do with hektish. Right? If there's a suffix about hektish, that case, shemir hektish, the burden of proof is outside. Hektish, you can't be tofis from hektish. Right, Amir Rasul Gavoa, Kimisi Rasul Hektish. And therefore, if there's a suffix, so you might say it's Ki'ilu Hektish was always Tofes automatically. So you can't be Tofes from Hektish. Because what? Hektish can't defend itself. Right? There's no person, it's just the status of Hektish. It's interesting that he brings that as a Shaila between a case of Hektish and our case, but that is the question of Teiku that he brings in. Okay, Omar Ephraim Safra. Ephraim described the Sofer. Right, various times there were certain occupations that people were known for in the Gemara. Amar Ephraim Safra, Talmido shall Reish Lakish b'shem Reish Lakish. Not so common that a Talmud of Reish Lakish is quoting Reish Lakish. Kalacha Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. We pass on like Rabbi Shimon. So Amruah Kamei Dishvar Malka. There's what to say on Shvar Malka, but we're not going to stop right now. So they said in front of Shvar Malka this statement that we pass like Rabbi Shimon, which is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the shita that says Pshara, right? That if you whoever if you can reach down, then it belongs to the upper one, and not belongs to the lower one. So Amruah Kamei Dishvar Malka. They said it in front of Shvar Malka. Who was Shvar Malka? Okay, we'll stop here for a second, right? Who was Shvar Malka? Rashi. Rashi quotes 2 days. Who is Shvar Malka? Second day is Shmuel. Nickname of Shmuel. Rashi does not like that pshat, because what would be the chiddush of telling Shmuel who we paskin like? Right, and Shmuel would be so excited about it. Right, and Shmuel knows the rules about who we paskin like, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi likes the first pshat he gives, that he was a Persian king. Rashi, Li Nira, Shvar Malka Mamish, Umelach Parasaya, Ubaki Bedinim, and he was an expert in Dinim, in Halacha. This Persian king, we know from elsewhere that he was a Baki Bedinim, right? And that's why they told him that Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Ask the Maritz Chayis. How could they teach Torah to this Shvar Malka non-Jewish Persian king? Right? Ask the Maritz Chayis right here. I don't understand. This is a guy, right? There's an Isser Gemara in Chagiga. You're not allowed to teach Torah to non-Jews, says the Maritz Chayis. Last one, Ava got the Kaimalon, Amos and Devar Torah Lachairim, Vim Kane, Echlam, Du Torah Imo, Achain, Kiba the Kaimalon, Resha Vodazara, Berusheva Mitzvos did to Mutter. But as the Gemara says in at least one place, also in Sanhedrin, Sheva Mitzvos Benoch, you're allowed to teach them. Right, that's shy after them. Ayin Tos Chagiga, Vim Kane, Kaimalon, Besanhedrin, De Ben Noach, Nitztava Ladinim, Vedover Zemichal Dinim. Right, one of the Sheva Mitzvos is Dinim, the courts, and therefore this is included in that. And therefore, umipize mutul lamed es ben Noah. That's why you're allowed to teach the ben Noah. Is this included in dinim? The fact that who could grab the where it's growing? So the Maritz Chayis doesn't say it, but he's taking a stand of the Ramban against the Rambam. Another machlokes. Remember, there's another machlokes that the Ramban quotes in Parshas Vayishlach. There he doesn't quote the Rambam in the Mornavuchim, he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Where the Rambam discusses, what is the mitzvah of dinim? Sheva mitzvahs ve'noach. What is dinim? The only mitzvahs asay out of the seven. There are six los asays and one asay. Dinim. So what is dinim? What's the mitzvah? So the Rambam says, you know what dinim are? Setting up courts to judge everyone on the other six mitzvahs. Very limited view. Which is not what the Maritz Chayis is assuming. Because the Maritz Chayis says it's included in dinim? No, it's not. Where is this in the other six mitzvahs? So that, but that's the Rambam Shita. Shebnei Noach Matzumim and Aldinim Ulhoshiv Dayanim Bechol Plach Uplach Ladun B'Sheish Mitzvos Shelohem. And that's why the Baal Yishchem, what is this talking about? Yishlach? Because that's why the Baal Yishchem were Chayim Misa, because Shchem stole and they saw, they didn't judge him, V'chulu. And the Ramban argues he does not think there's such a limited view of Dinim. He says, no, it's much more expansive. Why was Shechem and the city Chayim Misa? Different reason. But what is dinim? Va'al daiti hadinim shemanu l'bnei Noach b'shevet mitzvah shalohem einam lahoshiv dayanim b'chol plach uplach bilvad. Aval tziva osam, setting up a just society. Says the Ramban, tziva osam b'dinei gneva ve'ona ve'oshek v'schar sachir v'shomrim v'ones u'mafate v'avos tzikin v'chol v'chavero v'mal v'lov v'mekach u'memkar. All of them. He doesn't say ribbis. We pointed that out in the fifth parak. Doesn't say ribbis, because ribbis might be normal business practice. But he says all of these apply to setting up a system. V'neragalem, imganav, oshek, right? Any type of law, any type of judicial system set up in any country that keeps, that is fair, and it is not anti any one person, and it's not anti-Jewish, and it keeps a just society, so then that they're fulfilling the mitzvah saseh daraisa of dinim. Says the Ramban. All these laws, and that's what the Maritz Chayis is assuming. He doesn't say it, but he's assuming like the Ramban. Against the Rambam, in terms of what the mitzvahs asay of dinim is. Also relates to the Sefer HaChinuch, which we have mentioned often. And that is that the Sheva Mitzvahs Re'noach aren't specific mitzvahs, but they're categories of mitzvahs. Right? It's not that there are 7 versus 613. There's probably about 30 or 40. We'll have a Gemara in Chulin about this too. But there's 30 and 40, right? Where does the Chinuch say this? On the mitzvah Taftez Zayin in Bo Eschanon, on the Isra of Losis Aveh. The Chinuch says that non-Jews are also included in the mitzvah of Losis Aveh. What do you mean? That's not one of the Shevet mitzvahs? Yes, it is. Says the Chinuch, Losis Aveh is an anaf, is a branch of stealing. Not only this of stealing, but there's a lot included in stealing. Included in stealing is not coveting. and not desiring. And the Najus are also included in that, and that's what he writes, that and you should know that these are categories. And then he says, he's talking to his son, because that's why he wrote the Sefer. Don't make the mistake, my son. They are categories. Arias. Right? How many Isurim of Arias do the Jews have? Like 30. So a lot of them apply to non-Jews too, but they're just counted as one. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be mezake us in many mitzvos, so he counts them separately. Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu mezake us as Yisrael. Here, Balayim, because when it comes to other nations, maybe it's all counted as one, but we have them as counted as many. He says, for example, Isser Aim, Achus Mena Aim, Ashes Ish, Ashes Av, Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema. Non-Jews are also obligated in all of those. And yet, it's all counted as one. I will be so in the Indian case. But either way, the important point is that they're categories. And therefore, that's the what the Maritz Chais is also highlighting here, that Dinim is the easiest one to say is a category. But the Chinuch says really all of them are categories. Arayos is a category, and Avodah Zarah is a category, and Gezel is a category. They're all larger categories that include many, many elements. Good. There are many other answers to answer the question of the Maritz Chais too, about how do they teach Torah to the non-Jews. The Chashukei Chemed here, the last Chashukei Chemed in Bava Metzia, there is one in Bava Basra too, Be'ezus Hashem. So he discusses a shiloh that's discussed by many of the poskim. Somebody comes into a classroom and there are Jews and non-Jews there. Right? Let's say you know, parents, there's a Jewish father and they want to give their kid a Jewish education, but the kid's not Jewish. So what do? And he's in the classroom. So you let it teach a group, a mixed group. Kita mu'urebe shal Yehudim and Achrim hisminu rav kadei sheyomar lam shir mutar lomar shir. So there are many answers. Even though there's an isser, there are many haterim in this context. Number one, Sheva Mitzvos. Number two, and he quotes many of the answers of the Achronim. Number two is maybe the isser only applies when you learn be'iyin u'ba'amkus, right? And not just telling them the halacha. Per se. Maybe if the reason is to inspire them to believe in God and to show how God's amazing, so then that also is inspiring. Some say it only applies to Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is mutter, Torah Shebapeh is isser. That's the only isser. Some say only Bedarak Kfiyus. So you set up a chavrusa with them and learn all the time. Right? Chavrusa. Learning once, twice, somebody asks you a question at work. No problem, right? So there are many different answers. Again, maybe only Torah Sheba'al Peh, maybe only Bekfius, maybe only Be'iyun, maybe only Sodos HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah, right? But the Surah behind is a Rashi at the end of Ksubis that seems to say the Sodos HaTorah. Get many other answers. Or Rav Moshe has a tshuva where, let's say, you have Rachman al-Islan, you have an intermarriage, and somebody's at the Seder, right? You're talking about Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim, right? So again, as long as the focus is not them, the focus are the Jews, then also it wouldn't be a problem because, you know, I'm not focusing on them, it is okay. And like Tevi, the Eved of Rabbi Gamliel, he quotes many different suggestions. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Oh, there's the, I cannot mention it, the Amshal Shlomo. Right, the Amshal Shlomo is an ikker on this sugya. And that is the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama with the Daf Lamed Ches, where the Roman officials came and told the Jews, teach us Torah, and they taught them the whole Torah, and they say, okay, everything is fine except for Shar Shanach Yisrael, right, they don't think it's fair, but either way, we're not going to tell anybody because we think the whole Torah makes a lot of sense. Ask Tosus, how they teach them Torah? The answer is Pikuach Nefesh. Tosus says, Lamed Ches Manav. Pikuach Nefesh, that's how they taught them Torah. So then the Yamshel Shlomo says, okay, if you go up Nefesh, so wouldn't this one halacha maybe get them in trouble? So why didn't they lie? If it was Pikuach Nefesh and that was why they were allowed to teach them Torah, so why didn't they lie about this halacha? Says the Yamshel Shlomo, there's an Isser Da'oraisa of misrepresenting Torah, what he calls Ziyaf HaTorah. And Ziyaf HaTorah is Yehareg Val Yavar. You don't have to tell them everything, but to tell them something that the Torah says the opposite, says the Marshal, right, this is a much quoted Marshal, in Baba Kama, Beis, Tess, to change what the Torah says. Shamina mei brisa to aser l'shanos divrei Torah afki asakana v'chayev limsar atzmo aleha. You have to be moser nefesh. Why v'lama l'yiruch hachamim shetaliu malchus arish aleim halalo timsa davar kasha kazu b'fnei umos shanachnu peturim me'azekam meim chayavin v'chilo hayeroy lachush chas v'shalom l'kama shmados v'chorbanos the lefik minei. You have to know how to apply that, right? And you might say, so how about the Septuagint? The 70 great rabbis changed the Torah in 10 different places. The answer is that wasn't changing any halacha. That was just changing words in the Torah, right? Elokim bar bracious, instead of bracious bar elokim, right? That wasn't misrepresenting what the Torah stands for. Right, so our nevis is a not kosher animal, but you didn't say our nevis is a kosher animal. You just said a different animal is a kosher not kosher animal. Right, so therefore there wasn't any misrepresentation there. Okay, either way, back to the Gemara. So they told Shvar Malka, this non-Jewish king, that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Amar Lehu, and he answers, Apirion namti the Rabbi Shimon. Apirion is like chain, show favor to Rabbi Shimon. Like he says, great, I'm so happy about that. Right, that phrase is used in many a haskama to a sefer. Right, whenever the one who's giving the haskama wants to say this author did a great job, they always start with apirio namte le blank. Right, they always show favor to him because he did an amazing job bringing the sefer to light. That's the lashon used. So interesting. We quote this non-Jewish Persian king. Kind of reminds us like Matova. We quote Bilam at the beginning of every day in our Siddur. Right, a period after the Bishimon, we quote Shvar Malka, show favoritism, show him favor because what he did is was amazing. In the Biurei Chasidus, Lashas, we haven't done one of these in a very long time, he quotes, again, the message of the last Mishnah. So what is it? Shtegino zu'al zu'val yerek beitayim. There's a gina that's on top, there's a gina that's below, and then there's the everything in the middle. Right? What is that? There are some Jews that are so on top. They're in their own garden on top. The gina on top. And then there are some Jews below. They're on the floor. And then there's most of us. A gina beintayim. Right? And then there's the middle one. We're in the middle somewhere. We're not on the way on top. We're not on all the way below. We're the beinonim. We're the beinonim. So what's the halacha? What are we paskin? If the upper one can come and reach down and grab it, then you belong to the top one. We have to connect ourselves to the top people, right? If we allow ourselves to be picked up and huchzak by those, right? So then this is the Tolos Yaakov Yosef, right? He says, if we allow ourselves, that's the goal. Rabbi Meir says, shel elyon. Really, Rabbi Meir says, right, the middle belongs to the elyon. Why? Because deep down, every Jew is the Pintel Yid. We're perfect. We're great. And it's our Yetzirah that's being Ma'anisas, like the Rama Menuchas Gerushin. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Really, it's the Elyon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shel Tachton. No. Our Yetzirah gets the better of us and we have to work so hard to overcome it. Right? That's the Shel Tachton. If we don't fight it every second, then we're going to be Shel Tachton. But we pass it like Rabbi Shimon. Imu Kasher al Tzadik. Hatzadik poshet es yado umachniso l'kdusha. And Amru Akame de Shvar Malka, they told Shvar Malka, which is the, he said also could be symbolizing the melech of the shvira. We have to break the shackles of what we're tied to. And he said, Apirion namti l'Rabbi Shimon. Right? We all like Rabbi Shimon to connect ourselves to those above. And in that way, allow themselves to pull. Right? We can't do it ourselves. We have to allow ourselves to be pulled up. And in that way, we'll be able to be saved. And again, remember whenever we start or finish a mesechta, it's always good to remember the word mesechta, right? What does the word mesechta come from? The Tosfos Yontif talks about this that mesechet is from the word masuch, that means diluted and mixed in. Every mesechta is mixed in with a lot of different topics. The Sefer Chasidim quotes a pasuk in Navi. It's from the lashon of arug, woven together. Very similar type of discussion, but also masechet is a mask, right? A mask, because sometimes you look in one masechta, you think it's going to be about one thing, which it is mostly, but there's also a lot of other things in the masechta. Like we think back to some of the great gemaras that we had, especially some of the agadatas that we had back in this masechta. We had Daf Nun Tes, just to review four or five of them, just to mention. Daf Nun Tes, we had the Lo Bashamayim Gemara, and Daf Pei Dalid. We had the Machlokas of Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish story of Rabbi Yochanan making him frum, right? We had Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. We have Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who wasn't buried for 18 to 22 years, right? Because he was nervous what they would do, and finally he was buried. They let him into Meiron, but his son wasn't allowed in. Daf Pehei, we have Rebbe and the cow that came over to him, and he got punished for it. Lakach Mozarta, until later he showed Rachmanis. Pehei Mebeis, we have Rebbe Chia, how to save Torah. Peivav, Rabbi Bar Nachmani, arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we pass it against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All those Gemaras, amongst many others. Again, this is a Masechta that has so much in it. Just one final thought I saw last night quoted from the Megala Amukos, one of the greats from Krakow. He's buried right next to the Raman, the Ramaz Cemetery. He says there are, I didn't do the count, 524 Prakim and Shas, Bavli. 524. Gematria of Talmud Bavli is 524. Talmud is 480, Bavli is 44, 524. Megala Amukos says, so as we continue with the next 10 prakim of the second Baba, you know, Beis Hashem, we look forward to the next 10, as two-thirds of the way there, through Maseches Nezikin, as we continue in the world of the Babas, and Beis Hashem, tomorrow we start the last Baba, Baba Basra. Okay, we'll stop here. Mazel tov to all. Everybody recognize the Baruch Hashem, the great achievement that anyone who has been following has done, but Metzi is tremendous, and Beis Hashem, we should use it to motivate us to continue. Okay, we'll stop here.